You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, moms and dads, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, rock and rollers of all ages. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus to get all your Ludini needs, including very awesome merchandise. And you can sign up for our mailing list where you can get this sent directly to you, where you can kind of check out what's going on, pick and choose the ones you like to listen to. There's a lot of cool interviews there, a lot of cool artist stories, stories with producers and other music business people. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you check out my interview with Nancy Wilson of Heart. It's very awesome. We had a good time. And anyway, so we are with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus tonight. And tonight's topic is Brian Johnson versus Bon Scott. And let's go ahead and talk about, before we get started here too much, let's talk about the lovely people who decided to join me in the studio tonight. Sitting to my right, this lovely lady is Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio. Say hi to the kids, Lily.
Hey, Rock Loves. What's up?
All right. And this little white spot here is, no, it's not that kind of white spot.
Aye.
All the way from New Orleans, Mr. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's going on, Keithster?
Hey, how's it going? What's going on out there in Hard Rock and Metal Land? Anything good?
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good every day. Hey, if you guys like hard rock and metal, you might be interested in my Inner Circle. You can find out more about that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's a little button there we can sign up. You get an exclusive EP release that I did that you can only get through that link. And you get to join my Inner Circle, where you can get some behind-the-scenes stuff, see how cool riffs are put together, jam along with me, help me write lyrics. It's a lot of fun. You can find that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. As always, we have some great music for you guys. We're not just going to be blathering the whole time. And so we have some good music. All bands that we have not played on the Hard Rock and Metal Circus before.
Nice.
So we're going to start out with a band called Black Star Riders, and I want you all to think about who this band sounds like. And they sound this way for a reason. But we're just going to go ahead and play it for you. This is Black Star Riders, When the Night Comes In, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Yeah.
Okay. That is Black Star Riders. And what do you guys think about Black Star Riders?
Shut your cake hole.
I'm a dumbass.
Really? Black Star Riders, it sounds suspiciously like Thin Lizzy, because it is kind of Thin Lizzy. It's a kind of rebirth of Thin Lizzy. Scott Gorham, who is one of my favorite guitar players of all time, is kind of heads that band up. And the singer is a definitely kind of son of Phil Lano. Is it Phil Lano? Is that how you say his name, Keith?
I thought it was Linen, but I don't know.
Phil Lynott, Phil Lano. So, yes. Hey, Brian Urso, how do you say Phil Lano? Do you say Phil Lynott, Phil Lano? How do you say it? Billy Altman, Chris Thunderwolf.
Hey, Chris.
Sup? We have a band we're going to play later, and they're not called Thunderwolf. They are called Turbo Wolf. So close, Chris, close.
There's a wolf.
There's going to be a wolf in it. So Black Star Riders, and you guys can go to blackstarriders.com to get more information about that band. I discovered them today while perusing AdamSplitterPR.com. They represent Black Star Riders and the other bands, actually, that we're going to be playing tonight. We're going to play Conquer Divide. Do you know Conquer Divide?
I do not.
Female-fronted metal band. And then we're closing out with Turbo Wolf, which is a really awesome sort of 60s hard rock revival kind of act. Very great. Very great singing and great vocals. Really cool. It's a catchy tune. Like y'all gonna like it. It's gonna sound real purty. I'm sure y'all gonna like it.
Oh my.
So anyhow, guys, we are talking tonight, right? We have a topic, don't we?
I think so.
And what is our topic for this evening, Miss Lily V6?
Our topic for this evening, Lou, is Bon Scott versus Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Okay, and
I have my team
Scott, team Scott, and team Johnson.
I don't know who I'm voting for yet.
Who's going to be the winner? in the right hand corner we have Bon Scott, the man in the no shirt and tight jeans. Mm. He is
yes.
The champion, the current champion. Then we've got the contender. The contender is the man in the pancake hat and the denim vest, and that is Brian Johnson. So we're going to be getting into this tonight. But the guys, Keith has vanished. I guess the rapture's happened, Lily, and we've been left behind.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to be talking. Let's talk about this. But before we get into Brian versus Bon, it was brought to my attention. I had forgotten this little tidbit. But neither one of those were the original singers for AC/DC. So, Lily, why don't you kind of give us a little background on that?
Well, I only know the last name, so I have to get the full name. Isn't that awful? I know the last name's Evans. He actually was the lead singer for AC/DC prior to Bon Scott joining.
Was it Dave Evans?
I want to say yes to that. I'm just making sure because I don't want to sound like a jerk on the air.
You're not an air jerk.
Oh, thanks.
There's no air jerking here. So
Dave Evans
was the original vocalist.
Yes.
Started as a buck.
73 to 74.
Yeah,
so a year.
Billy Altman says we need merchandise. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. There's merchandise. There's mugs. There's hats. There's cool t-shirts. You're gonna love it. You're gonna like it. So we're talking about and Jason Pinkney and Jason and Billy. They're gonna arm wrestle. So go ahead, Lily. Give us a little bit. And I want Keith, you could chime in on this, too. We're talking about the fact
Dave
that
Evans.
Bon Scott is not even the original
singer.
But they didn't do any records with...
I don't think so. It was from 73 to 74.
They were like a glam band, I think. That's what it was. That's what I read. They were kind of just a cover band, kind of glamish. And they just weren't really writing any original stuff. And Dave Evans was like... And I've read comments saying Dave Evans he had some good stage presence, but they never would have made it anywhere with him. He just didn't have the vocal chops, I guess we'll say.
And he was fired.
I was bloody fired. I was effing fired right up his bum.
Oh, no, not his bum.
Yes. I say it was in the bum. That's what I like to say.
Well, whatever you like. But then he joined a band called Rabbit.
If this wasn't Austin Pfeffer, I'd swear it was Rabbit. Keith, give us some of your thoughts. I know you've got a little background on AC/DC there. You and Lily take all kind of notes. So how does this band kind of initially get started? How do they end up with Bon Scott in the first place? Oh boy! Y'all don't know. No Wikipediaing. We thought we had it down.
Wait, I didn't know whose turn it was.
He said Keith.
I said Keith. Which, is there another Keith? The Keith standing behind you.
Oh, that guy.
He's yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So this is what I'm getting.
Hit me up, Keith. Beat me, Daddy, with the dirty stick.
Ow.
Bon Scott had a friend who knew AC/DC. They were looking for a singer. AC/DC was also seeing Bon Scott perform live. I wasn't there. Bon Scott went out, met the guys, seen them perform, was impressed. But there was a story saying that, hey, you guys might be too young to rock. And then Malcolm and Angus said, maybe you're too old to rock. And then that was all history after that.
Yeah,
so,
The challenge was thrown out. Bon was considerably older than the rest of them. He was like the old man of the band.
Yeah.
But you would never know it, by the way, the way he acted
or dressed
or presented himself.
No, not at all.
You know, I watched just a great. If you guys have Amazon Prime, there's a whole there's this entire series. It's not called Behind the Music, but what they do is they pick an album and they go in review. So there's Highway to Hell in review, and I highly recommend if you have Amazon Prime to check it out. This in review series is extremely detailed, and they go song by song and dissect it. Multiple critics talk about it, and they interview the guy that mixed it and mastered it, and blah blah blah. It's like crazy, but it's a great story about Highway to Hell, about how that was really their sort of like record where they had been big in Europe, big in Australia, but they needed that push over the cliff to get them to break in the USA. And that is why they started working with Mutt Lange.
Mutt got the Midas touch, man. And whatever he touches turns to gold. And so when, even before the, you know, untimely demise of Bon, they were still, you know, had big things in the works. And they were going with, you know, Mutt Lange was going to take him to the promised land. But unfortunately that didn't, you know, go the way they wanted. But, you know, hey, history is history, but anything, like I said, and Mutt does his thing, and he just does it well. So,
there was another young brother. Do you guys know about this?
No.
Yep, there was a young brother who was a producer, and who produced their first all their albums
Highway to Hell.
Leading up to Highway to Hell.
Wow, I didn't know.
And I apologize, guys. My computer's acting weird.
It's a computer.
I believe it was George.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was what band was he in? He was in a band. They had a big hit.
Flash. I don't know that one, buddy. You're gonna have to rescue yourself on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Help me out on this, guys.
Anybody got that? Anyone? Bueller?
They had a big hit. If you heard the song, you would know it right away. But he wanted to do what he wanted to give his brothers was the chance to do like a real rock and roll like band without all the sort of like he was in the Easy Beats.
Okay.
And
everybody knows
he wanted to give his brothers the opportunity to like be a real rock and roll band without the constraints of like the record label and, you know, the management like telling them, no, you need to sound like this, no, you need to sound like that. So he was really excited to produce AC/DC in that raw way. So if you listen to all the albums leading up to Highway to Hell, they all have that like uber raw in your face, real dirty kind of sound, because he was like, guys, I really want you to sound like a real rock and roll band, like kind of like the way they do live. And whereas when they broke with Highway to Hell, it was more like Mutt Lange coming in saying, okay, how can we take what you do live and polish it up and turn it into something that's going to be specifically for American audiences? Because American audiences are they're usually at the leading edge in terms of like how music is produced at that time, anyhow. And it was kind of like, you know, the band at that time, you know, the idea is if you could conquer America, you know, you could become a superstar. And that was kind of where AC/DC was kind of like languishing. They had done great, like I said, great in Australia. They had done great in Europe, but they didn't weren't really breaking in the U.S. And so they did this trilogy of albums, the beginning with Highway to Hell, then of course the Irrepressible, the Unstoppable, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, hard rock album of all time, Back in Black, and then finishing it off with For Those About to Rock, where they work with Mutt Lange on all three of those. So, you know, Mutt did all kind of things like perfected their drum sound, perfected their guitar sound, you know, just really kind of brought it in, took them out of like 70s garage kind of sounding, bringing them to more to 80s kind of hard rock sound. And then we all know what happened, right? We guys want to talk about Keith, Lily, who wants to chime in on the tragedy?
Go ahead, Keith. I know you like to talk.
Mystery, we'll say?
The tragedy. Well, the mystery. Yeah, it's a mystery kind of.
I mean, it's a mystery. I mean, how did the dude... I mean, I don't know how Bon Scott passed away. You hear 20 different things. I mean, is it a drug overdose? Is it alcohol poisoning? Is it this? Is it that? Is it somebody murdered him, I heard one time. You know, it's just it's a whole slew of things. But unfortunately, he was taken way too early and left a legacy behind. So whether you like Bon AC/DC or DeBrian AC/DC, it is that's tough shoes to fill. And I think the, you know, the flamboyance, the charisma, stage presence. He also played the bagpipes too. And that's pretty great.
I know.
That's the greatest thing.
Isn't that awesome?
That is the most awesome. That'd be the most awesome thing, you know, in AC/DC. Because after that, there was no more bagpipe parts.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
It is.
What do you think, Lily? What's your position on the demise of Bon Scott?
I mean, I always just assumed it was alcohol poisoning, same as, you know, dude from Led Zeppelin. Why can't I think Bonham? So I just figured that. I didn't feel that it was murder or anything like that. It was the time. People drank. People did stupid things. So I just feel it's just drinking, and he probably choked on his own.
He was born Ronald Belford Scott.
Yes.
July 9th, 1946. Merged with in Scotland, moved to Australia in 52, left school at age 15, had a variety of part-time jobs before deciding to ply his trade in music. As a drummer, then he became vocalist, mm-hmm. enjoyed limited success before a motorcycle accident cut short his ambitions. Once recovered, Bond took the job driving a stomping little outfit called AC/DC. Maybe you heard of him. Yeah. He took them down the streets of Melbourne, across the Tumbleweed trails, along desert roads, and beyond. But Bond always hankered to be a solid gold, proper AC/DC band member, not a humble roadie. Tempering his bright-eyed braggadocio somewhat, he charmed his way into the group's affections and eventually achieved his aim, joining AC/DC as a singer in 74, replacing glam rock Dave Evans, which we talked about.
And there it is.
He was only in AC/DC for 5 years. He died at the age of 33 mm-hmm. on February 19th, 1980. Nevertheless, his bare-chested, black-haired, lewd and lascivious attitude and persona was justifiably named the greatest rock frontman of all time in classic rock number 68. Bond had a riveting presence. He was cocky, but he wasn't conceited. He was vulgar, but he wasn't boorish. He was tough as nails, but with a soft... a soft side, a sort of like guy next door kind of vibe, you know, sort of like a greasy motorbike with a spanner in his hand. But just don't take our word for it. Even today, Bond is fondly remembered by many of his peers. You know, a lot of people like Jimmy Barnes, a lot of people that were in the Australian rock scene at the time loved him, just, you know, thought the world of him. And he really treated Angus and Malcolm like family, like they were like his younger brothers. It's just a damn shame. And for the most part, most people would contribute. The going story is that it was alcohol related. And we knew that Bond liked to drink. And, you know, this is a common issue with rockers. John Bonham, I believe that John Bonham and Bon Scott died in similar ways.
Yeah, that
having to do with just entirely too much alcohol for their systems to take. and, you know, just kind of drinking too much, passing out, and just never waking up is really kind of what all we, I think we can really say.
That's odd to me. That's my usual Saturday night, and I'm still hanging.
So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about AC/DC Mach 2, Brian Johnson. You know, and then we're going to kind of, after the after a little bit, we're going to kind of decide. We're going to kind of like try to put it out there. We got a lot of opinions from our, hey, Jody for Lizzie, Dr. Jody for Lizzie is watching. We're going to be putting it out there to our fans who voted. And we're going to kind of get into that in a little bit here. But if you want to go to teamrock.com, there's a great article about Bon Scott. You can read it's a very in-depth article about Bon Scott, his history, and his eventual demise. So you can check that out. All right, so we've got another cool band for you guys. This is a female-fronted act called Conquer Divide. What's Left Inside? Conquer Divide on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I'm not afraid to.
talk show.
Oh my goodness, those guys absolutely rock. That's a great band. That is a band called Conquer Divide. Let me give you the sort of lowdown on those guys. You can go to conquerdivide.bigcartel.com and get all the information there. Great band, female-fronted metal band. Check them out. Coming up a little bit later on, we got Turbo Wolf. So, who's this guy, Keith, Lily? Tell me.
Brian.
Who's this Brian Johnson guy? What's he all about?
This Brian Johnson guy.
He was that kick-ass band Jordy, or is it Jordi? So I think it's one of the two.
I think it's Jordy.
Jordy, like from Star Trek The Next Generation, Jordy?
We're going to go with Jordy. Well, I couldn't tell you one song by Jordy, but that's where Brian Johnson came from. So after that, he stepped into pretty big shoes and did a little album called Back in Black, and it sold 20-plus million albums in the U.S. alone, and it's still one of the best-selling rock albums of all time. It might be number one, two, three, who knows? It's around the top five, for sure. And so that album, to me, is probably definitely one of the best hard rock albums of all time, if not the best. There's not really a bad song on it. I mean, you go down the list, I mean, there's just iconic songs on that album. And Brian Johnson's voice is...
Johnson, by the way. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Francis.
Franny.
What's your middle name, Lou?
Peter. Pizza.
I thought it was Tool, but anyway, But anyway, AC/DC is totally responsible for giving us two of the most unique voices in rock of all time. I mean, that's very odd, and to have that success, there's not too many bands come to mind. Maybe Van Halen, but just giving you two and didn't miss a beat, man. They were going to disband after Bond died. They were going to shut it down, and this Brian Johnson guy comes along. This whole 5'5" of Brian Johnson,
he's
not a very tall guy. I think the hat is 2 inches, so he might be 5'3". He's almost a midget. But Brian Johnson comes along and just kills it on Back in Black. Great rock album. Not a bad song on the album. And the rest is history, but we can go through some of that too.
I want to say a couple interesting facts about Brian Johnson. First of all, he was born 1947 as Brian Francis. Why do I want to say Francis like this? He was played in a cabaret club band called the Jasper Hart Band, where they did like soft rock and they did songs from the musical Hair. I know, right? Can you imagine Brian Johnson?
I don't want to.
I know, it's just crazy stuff.
That might have just ruined my whole life.
But Jordy's only release, and that's spelled Jordie, was actually released as a solo album by Brian Johnson as a solo album called Strange Man. It was on an MCA label. So little known facts about BJ himself. As we mentioned, not be confused with Greg Evigan from BJ and the Bear, the man and his monkey. Another thing about Brian Johnson you may not know is he says he loves musical theater, especially the classic stuff like Rodgers and Hammerstein. He's been working on a musical version of Helen of Troy.
Oh my God.
I know, things you did not know about Brian Johnson.
I really need to talk to this man.
I know. So, he's an interesting guy. So just a few tidbits out there about our boy, Brian. Now he steps in and does Back in Black. Every
arguably
song on that album is absolutely killer.
It's iconic.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I would probably, if it is not the greatest hard rock album of all time, it's at least it's in the top
five.
It's
got to be
least
top five.
Yeah, it's just, just amazing hard rock album. I mean, not only is it hard rock, it crossed over with huge pop success. You still can go to any bar and put on the jukebox, You Shook Me All Night Long,
and everybody's going to sing and dance.
Along, dancing. If you're a cover band and you play that song, people automatically love it. I played it in a freaking country band, and people loved it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Old people at, weddings, you see them they see them rocking out to it. So, it just is what it is. One of the most classic things of all time.
Happens to be the song that got me into rock and roll, by the way. It's the first song I heard when I was, 6 years old.
Back in Black, You Shook Me All Night Long, Shoot the Thrill. I mean, these are like just like Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. These are just like absolute iconic tracks that, you know, you probably turn on any rock station in America, probably any rock station in the world, and you're going to hear some of them, you know, every single day. So, what do you guys think?
I think it's pretty hard to, like, go forward with that, but they do. They keep on soldiering on. I mean, Brian Johnson's longevity in that band until he, you know, had some ear damage going on. He had some hearing loss. Yeah. Then they basically, you know, had a forcefully, probably, because you probably have to drag that man off the stage eventually. But, I mean, that's just health, you know, and once you get older, it breaks down, unfortunately. But they release another album, and then they just keep on going. I mean, For Those About the Rock is a very great album, too. That's a killer album.
Yeah, killer. Let's take a look at Facebook here. We have Ryan Weber, Paige Cutshaw, Mike Grozdanovich, Walker Costa, Barry Reed, Roger Hendricks, Brian Coffey, Derek Canary, Klaus Steiger, Lally Bertul, somebody's name I can't pronounce, Chad Gordon, Evie Amaro, another name I can't pronounce, Fabricio Luis, Marcello somebody, Jimmy Harris, I'm going to read Marty Lowry, Roberto De Potter, Sebastio Soares Silva. Every single one is for Bon Scott. Every single one, hands down, Bon freaking Scott. I mean,
I get it because he was the first. However, I think, okay, so I was undecided when I came in here tonight because I had to sit here and think about it. However, Brian Johnson, You Shook Me All Night Long was the very first song I heard out of rock anything, so obviously that's his song. I actually saw AC/DC with him in it, so I'm leaning a little towards BJ. Brian. And I do love the hat, I gotta say. Although he is not as charismatic as Bon Scott, because like when I see videos of Bon Scott, I'm like, he's like just the dancing and the whole thing.
I gotta tell everybody, if you have any doubts about Bon Scott, watch the movie. You know what I'm talking about, right? The movie. This was a theatrical release. Before, like, there was home video and stuff like that, AC/DC had a theatrical release with Let There Be Rock. And it is one of the most intense rock concerts you will ever... and nothing against Gimme... what's the Stones?
I don't even know that one.
Let's Spend the Night Together.
The big one where they show the murder at Altamont and all that. It escapes me.
Give Me Shelter.
Gimme Shelter. I mean, Stop Making Sense is one of my favorite rock films of all time, but this completely trumps it just for the intensity. And if you doubt, I mean, when Angus Young is on Bon Scott's shoulders and he's soloing so hard that a snot drips down his face, lands on Bon Scott's face. Bon Scott just wipes it off and keeps rocking. It's just the most rock and roll, dirty, filthy, make your parents want to jump up and smash the TV thing ever.
You know why that is, man?
Why is that?
Because he got big balls, bro.
Zing.
And I just have to say that I just think that, like, while Brian jumped in and he had big shoes to fill and he did an awesome job, In my opinion, I would love to have heard Back in Black with Bon Scott on vocals. I think
it's on YouTube.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a version of it on YouTube.
Really?
Really? Yeah. It's got to be something that somebody like create dubbed in or something. This is a sort of misconception that Bon Scott wrote those songs. That is not true.
No, yeah.
So if people say that is not...
Brian Johnson's a songwriter. He's no doubt.
No. The Malcolm brothers sit down and they come up with these riffs and all this stuff like that. Because a lot of people said that, and Angus Young recently came out in an interview and cleared that up. He said, that's not true that the album was written and then we brought Brian in to sing. That's not how it went at all. They worked with him and they wrote those songs, after Bon... they had riffs laying around, but they hadn't really worked anything out with Bon Scott. So I am a diehard to the end of my life, Bon Scott. That Highway to Hell song is just like, when that voice just blows my. And we're going to do a podcast on all the singers that have been influenced by Bon Scott. There's a crap load of them. A lot of artists that you don't even realize who are their vocally are really influenced by Bon Scott. I'll just throw one out real quick that people don't realize is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard owes a lot to Bon Scott with the way he sings with that nasality and everything. So I vote Bon Scott. Lily votes Brian Johnson. Keith.
Yeah, I'm Team Johnson.
Team Johnson. Ha ha ha. Thank you.
Surprise.
Team Johnson. What team are you on?
Always gonna make it dirty.
Mr. Keith.
Let me say a few things first.
Oh boy.
Go for it.
The one song that sticks out to me that sways me to one side or the other, regardless of this hat, you can't see me because I'm a gray spot. But the song Touch Too Much. You ever hear that song?
Yes,
I think we all know that song.
Yes.
Killer jam.
It sounds nothing like AC/DC. Nothing. And that, when they branched out, that's a little like flavor of what maybe. I'm not saying that's, you know, it's their best song, but when I hear Touch Too Much, the first time I ever heard it, I was like, what the hell is this? I had no idea it was AC/DC, but that just showed me Bon Scott's, like, just his ability to stretch a little bit, because like I said, that doesn't sound like an AC/DC song to me right off the bat. It's got some, you know, definite signature things in there, but I mean, all their that sounds way different than a lot of their other stuff to me. So that's what sways me towards the Bon Scott side. Also, the fact that he plays the bagpipes are pretty awesome.
You just like all of his versatility, that's what it is.
I like the versatility. I think he was definitely way more charismatic, but I mean, you really can't go wrong with a little just the longevity back to back in black. I mean, all the way up to like just, you know, Thunderstruck and Money Talks. They had really commercial success with that with that album, and I just think that Brian Johnson. So can I call it a tie?
No,
you have to pick one.
You have to pick one.
That's how I was too, Keith. Like, I'm telling you, like, I was.
That's the point, or else it's like, it's not a podcast, guys, if you say, well, I don't want to decide.
Now, I like more of Bon Scott's songs, but I like Brian Johnson better.
You're
like,
picking
overall.
Brian Johnson.
Yes, I'm already on Brian Johnson. Done, stamped.
BJ. what about, what about Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap? Oh my God, it's just like,
I love that
that's
song.
An amazing track. So amazing that Joan Jett does a cute version of it with a slide guitar solo. Like, she reinterprets the song and shows what an amazing song it is by, like, kind of turning into a kind of a blues rave up. I mean,
it puts a tingle in the bottom.
Yeah, she puts a whole new spin on it, you know. But let's hit this for a second, okay? Here's the songs on Highway to Hell. Highway to Hell, Girls Got Rhythm, the backseat rhythm.
She does.
Touch Too Much. To Be Shot Down in Flames, which is a great song. A lot of humor. If you want
that
blood.
That is my favorite AC/DC song.
But a song like Shot Down in Flames has this, like, humor to it. A song like A Whole Lot of Rosie, again, has this really great kind of, like, you know, wink, 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 nudge, nudge, say no more, sort of, like, you know, humor to it that I'm not sure they quite captured with Brian Johnson. So he was able to be, I mean, in my opinion, when you see Bon Scott interviewed, you want to look at him. You want to listen to him. He's funny. He's interesting. He just had that great presence that only comes around like once in a great while. There's really only a handful of performers that kind of had that sort of combination of like danger, sleaziness, but sort of like a guy who's like, if your mother kind of got to know him, she'd probably eventually be okay with him because he could probably charm the pants off of her. Like that.
Yeah, he's probably
kind of a problem.
And I don't.
That's all charismatic he is. I mean, his pants were too tight, but I'm going to go myself. I love songs like Touch Too Much. I like Dirty Deeds. I like Jailbreak, even if you're going way back. I love Sin City. These songs are timeless to me. So even though I'm wearing a Brian Johnson hat, I'm going to have to go towards Bond myself. So yeah. It's Bon Scott for me. Very, very close.
Here's how I would kind of describe Bon Scott. Now, I know some people consider this blasphemy, but I kind of see him almost as an Elvis kind of character with the swagger, the edginess, but yet that kind of sweetness, that kind of sense of humor, the kind of ability to kind of be super, super charming, even when he's singing something like, if you want blood, you've got it. He can kind of wink at you and make you feel like, ah, he doesn't really want to do anything bad. So I have to go. So we've got 2-1, Braun versus Brian. So we're on the bone Scott side of things right now. And
no, just follow like lemmings.
Okay, so I think the Bond kind of wins this round. And what do you guys think?
Your balls are filthy.
Big balls.
That's none of your business.
Keith, your balls are filthy. All right.
That's none of your business. There's a cool video of Brian Johnson on YouTube, though, of him singing Route 66 with a bluesy jazz band with Mick Fleetwood on the drums. Let us watch it tonight. And he's like crooning. But he stole Brian Jones.
I got to check it out. So we're going to come back and kind of talk about a couple of the little things that happened this week. I saw a very cool movie last night, and we're going to talk about a couple of the little things. We're going to talk about what's coming up. But we're gonna play one more band. This is Turbo Wolf. This is another band I just discovered today. Love this. Cheap Magic, Turbo Wolf on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Sorry, we were sleeping there. I was thanking all the people that chimed in on Facebook and hung out with us tonight. So I'm sorry. That was terribly unprofessional of me. All right, who the hell was that? That was a killer band that I absolutely love. And so I love them so much that right now I'm...
Turbo Wolf.
Thank you.
Was that who it was?
Yeah. I was rescued. Turbo Wolf. And let's go to turbowolf.uk... turbowolf.co.uk and check those guys out. I'm just so tickled that all the people that chimed in tonight. Jody, it was great hearing from you. I haven't talked to you in a really long time. Seriously, let's get together and let's do that hike out there in Cooper's Rock. It'll be a lot of fun. XL C Rod, aka Mistress Rose, Thank you for chiming in. Jason Pinkney, Michelle Lynn Boer. Is she a friend of yours?
She's not a friend of mine, but I like that she likes Blackie Lawless.
She loves Blackie Lawless, and so, Michelle, I sent you a friend request, and I hope that you'll stick around. Thanks to Lily V6, Chris Thunderwolf, Dodson, Wolf's Customs, Stone Soup, and Lou Lombardi for sharing today's podcast. It's really important because when you share, it gets the word out about bands like Turbo Wolf. Oh, goodness gracious. And all the great bands, Turbo Wolf, Conquer Divide, and Black Star Riders. Let's review this real quick. BlackStarRiders.com, Conquer Divide. Go to ConquerDivide.BigCartel.com. Actually, a better way to find Conquer Divide is to Google them and go to their Facebook page. I think that's where they kind of work from. So, it's been a great podcast. A little edgy there, right, Keith? We were kind of getting into it a little bit about who's who and what bands we like better, what singer we like better, Bon. But I think we're going with Bon versus over Brian Johnson, but barely. Barely, right, Keith?
It's okay.
It's by like a little bit.
It's like a sliver.
It's by a sea hair.
This is not the first time that someone said this about me, but I know this is this much, and it's like a not even an inch. It's barely, but it's there.
Not even an inch.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do something a little bit different tonight. I'd like to go around the room. We'll start with Keith. And I want you to tell us something, maybe something cool you did, something cool you saw, a cool movie you saw, something you can kind of maybe recommend to the audience to maybe check out for themselves that you came across over the last week.
Okay, check this out.
Or maybe just something interesting you did, either way.
Let me talk? Christ.
Can I talk? Larry, can I talk?
You started this.
Yeah, can I talk, please? Other than music, I mean, I have another passion. It's baseball. Nah. So whatever that floats your boat or not. But I love baseball. I can watch baseball all day. I've played baseball for a lot of years. I can watch it on a rerun. I can watch a new game. I can watch an old game. It doesn't matter. I went and watched some baseball in Arizona. The weather was beautiful. I watched my favorite team. I had a couple drinks, and life is good.
Just a couple?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Damn. Is anyone paying attention out there?
I know you don't like sports, Lou. I mean,
I like sports.
Hand in your effing man card, man.
I got to give back my man card.
I like sports, Keith, so we're good.
Try not to see his work.
There you go.
Play, okay?
Damn it, boy. What in the hell's your problem?
I don't know what he's doing right now.
So Keith went to Cubs camp out in Arizona.
Yeah, Mesa,
Arizona.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Beautiful.
Did you have a good time? Nice. You had a good time.
I did have a effing awesome time.
Lily, tell us something. Tell me something good.
Okay, so a couple things. So I want to say a couple things. On Wednesday...
First of all, you're a lesbian. Yes.
No, that's not true.
Lily just came out of the closet. She's a lesbian.
I like the D. Anyway.
Jackass to water, but you can't make him drink.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Lou and I went to go see Gene the Werewolf at Studio X.
Yeah! Party on, dudes! It was a great time.
They
Thank
fed
you,
us. Thank you to the Hard Rock for feeding us. Thank you to the X for giving us the tickets.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby. For a great time. There was no more than 30 people there. We had like a little private viewing of Gene the Werewolf, which was awesome. And secondly, I went to go see Up and Away on Friday with my theater group. Yes, I'm in theater.
Why don't you try to ride in my beautiful
No, I knew you were going to sing that. This is about the first superhero. It's actually hysterical. So that was at the Cabaret Theater.
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Oh, my God. Every time I say something. And then this Wednesday coming up, I'm going to go see Dokken and Silk 9 at Jurgles with Lou.
So am I. I'll be there, too. I'll be down
Wednesday.
There, too.
Yes.
I can't make it, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Next time.
I'm going to go probably try to get a gig Wednesday, actually.
In my dreams, you're still the same. Love is cold, it still remains.
Why don't you tell the original members of Dokken, and I said hi. Oh, there is probably no one.
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. Who's
left in the band?
Don Dokken will be there.
Who's left in the band?
Don Dokken, Jeff Pilson, and the drummer.
Well, McBrown,
I have no idea, Keith. Come on.
It doesn't matter. We're going to have a good time.
Somebody gave me alcohol and I lost my mind. Okay, how does that sound?
That sounds good, man.
Okay. So those are my fun things going on. And then have gone.
Speaking of Blackie Lawless, I've seen Blackie Lawless in New Orleans. He's down at the Sonic. He took my order and he's doing really pretty good.
I thought you were for real. I was getting excited there.
I like Wasp's version of the real me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Know.
That's really Gresham.
I just like the break balls, but yeah, that's a good version of it.
Really. They do a great version of it. Whatever, and I like the song Mean Man. You know the song Mean Man?
Yes, I like a lot of their songs.
I think that's a cool jam. But I want to tell everybody, this movie came out that I've been hearing about for a long time. It came out in 2015 called Sicario. Benicio del Toro and Emily Blunt and Josh Brolin.
Yes.
And I've been hearing like it's got a lot of accolades. Like, not just critics, but fans, too. A lot of just people that love movies are saying this is a very cool movie to check out. So, it's on Amazon Prime. So, if you guys have Amazon Prime, check it out. It's a very solid film. Very interesting. Very, keeps you on the edge of your seat. Well done. I mean, it's not, like, brilliant. It isn't going to be, like, the most innovative movie you've ever seen in your life. But it's very cool. It's definitely worth
a
watch.
It's got a good cast. I think I might
watch it. It's got a good cast, and it's got a good story, and it's got some twists and turns, and just enough violence. You know, it's a good balance. So, I watched that last night. I was really, I was happy that I finally got a chance to see it, and I would recommend that you guys check it out. So,
well, Josh Brolin alone is enough for me to watch it. So,
OMG. You and your Josh. Here's what I think of Josh Brolin.
Good at this game.
Yeah. Don't be jealous.
Stroke it. Damn, you're smooth.
Josh Brolin was one of the greatest movies of all time, Lou.
I know. No Country for Old Men.
That is one of the best movies ever.
That movie. Is a great movie.
That's a great movie.
So. If you don't think so out there in television land, then there's a psychiatrist over.
I thought you were going to say something way worse. I was about to censor you.
I'm going to keep it clean. Can I say hi to my fans before we leave?
Say hi to your fans.
Hello, people. Hey, who loves out there? Who loves you, baby? All right. That's
Ow,
all.
My goodness.
All right, guys. Do not forget to check. Go ahead, Lily. Plug your. You do it better than me. Go ahead and plug your show.
My show is on Thursday nights with Rock Rage Radio, Hot Licks with Lily 6 p.m. And I do have an interview this week with Doug from After the Fall. So check in for that.
Awesome. Who else is going to be at the Dawkins show? There's another band.
I don't know who the first band's going to be. I know Silk Nine's second, and then Dawkins, you know, headliner.
Okay, cool. All right.
Maybe it's Kingdom Come.
I think that's
maybe it's Kingdom Come. I don't know.
It might be. It could be. It probably is. You said come.
Aha.
You said.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Today, you are a man.
Keith, today you are a man.
Thank you. My bar mitzvah was yesterday. Thank you.
Oh, I missed it.
Bart mitzvah. All right, we're just being silly, guys. Thank you for listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Go to
LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, and you can relive the shenanigans. There's a lot of cool merchandise there. There's T-shirts. There's ball caps. There's condoms. There's tampons. There's coffee mugs. There's shot glasses.
They got no condoms.
And so check that out. And also, you can pop on our email list, and you can get a little subscription thing happening there. We send it out to you. You can check out I kind of like this artist. I'd like to know more about him. Not so interested in that. You can ignore it, whatever. So that way, it comes right to you. You don't have to keep checking the website, blah blah blah, whatever. So check that all out. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? You want a little inside track on it? Please go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And you can check all that out and see everything I have going on there. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. I want to thank one more time the absolute amazing acts that we featured tonight. Black Star Riders. Go to blackstarriders.com. Conquer Divide. Go to conquerdivide.bigcartel.com. And then finally, we had Turbo Wolf. I was really blown away by those guys. The great fuzzy guitar. Great songs. TurboWolf.co.uk. Check those guys out. I want to thank everybody that chimed in, that shared the podcast. If you haven't shared the podcast, please click the little share button right now and get it out, because it's all about sharing the music, getting the word out about the great music, getting people talking about great rock and roll. It is still alive. There's another post on my feed this week about, how come there's no good music out there?
I love when you do your whiny voice.
And I'm just like, are you kidding? Hello, there's amazing music, and not just in hard rock and metal. guys, look, do a little digging. There's something called the internet. Maybe you heard of it. I don't know. But you can, like, check stuff out on there. And there, honestly, I promise you, there's some more great music that you will never even have time to listen to it all. And it doesn't matter if you like jazz, if you like Americana, you like singer-songwriter, you like acoustic, you like metal, you like blues, you like doom, whatever. You like Christian music. It's just a whole, there's so much out there. You got to turn off the radio and the TV and get and do a little like Googling there. You know how to Google, right?
Yeah, you're not finding anything on the radio.
Right, no. Just stop with the radio and the TV. Like, that's over. Oh, the voices. Oh, they're just the generic. Duh, hello. Yes.
Unless you're checking out my radio station.
And well, your radio station's on the internet.
Yes.
Oh, well, hello. Exactly. So if you're watching The Voice, you're just being lazy. I'm sorry, I love you, but you're just being lazy. Don't be lazy. Take a little time, do a little digging, hang out with me. If you follow me on Facebook, I post stuff about cool bands all the time.
Constantly.
Constantly. Constantly, as they say in Pittsburgh.
I don't talk about that.
So check it out. Keith is like really bored. He's like, he's polishing his cymbals. We're going to get out of here.
Because that was a spot on that hi-hat. I spent a lot of money on that hi-hat, man.
I spent all kind of money on that hi-hat. All kind of money. I spent little money and big money. and before you know it, like, all kind of stuff happened. And then I didn't know what's going on. Because, like, people was coming down the house, and I was going, like, I think we need to go down to Isley's, Keith, and get a pint of chip chop and a loaf of time talk and just drink some whiskey. What do you think, Keith? Maybe have some Iron City.
I think you're an idiot.
And that's that.
My friend Keith the Hawk Hawkins, my good friend Lily V6. Guys, it was awesome. Let's rock out of here with some Glenn Hughes Soul Mover. We'll talk to you guys next week on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus.